and Andrea are seeking planning commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single-family home for nightly rental use. Parcel number 04-1.2-01-000-000-004.000. The property is currently zoned A1, hence the reason they need a conditional use. Property, it says on 3 acres. We might want to take a look at that. I'm not quite understanding what they got going there. It's served by a private well for water and on-site septic for wastewater. So, let me show you where we're at. So, let's get to the presentation. All right, so if you're taking 76 out and you cut up off AA just out of Taneyville, follow it all the way up, cross the bridge there. It's kind of in that low area. A little closer, there's your bridge. Home is right in there. There you go. Get a little better close up there. This is the home we're talking about. Not a lot of neighbors. There it is again, a little closer again. Zoning kind of panned out pretty good here. A1, as you can see, the red dot's the home. This is your floodplain layer. So the back of the house. So I wish I was in something else. Let me go back to, we'll grab it on another picture. It's got a big berm all the way around it here that keeps the water from getting up in here. But the elevation of the ground there puts it in the 1% chance or the 100-year flood area. So with that, I will bring up the applicants.
Charles and Andrew Harris. Good to meet you.
Appreciate your patience.
Good to meet you. Good patience.
Got a little entertainment this evening?
Yes, we did. It was good.
So what's the elevator pitch? What are you guys thinking?
It's a house we've owned a long time. We don't live there anymore, obviously. We remodeled it and decided to try a nightly rental.
So do you still live in the area?
We do. We live just a few miles up the road on Sims Road.
Okay.
Still off of AA.
And would you plan on, you two would manage it?
Yes.
Yourselves? So when I look, like right there, where's the closest home, next home to that?
It'd probably be Matt Smith up on top of the hill to the...
Over that way?
Yeah, right there, probably. Either that or Brian Mudgett's on straight up. Right there's Brian Mudgett lives right there.
Is that where the little store is, or is that?
Yeah, it'd be right where that little store is. Uh-huh.
So with you naming them by name, do they have an idea of what you're trying to do? Any of the people in the area, or?
Yeah, they know what we're doing, I believe. I know I've talked to the Smiths about it. I don't know if I've ever actually talked to Brian, but there's a sign in the yard he drives by every day. I'm sure he does. Yeah.
They got a man. Mm-hmm. Also.
If there were a spot for nightly rental, that should be one.
That's one of them.
I agree. Yeah. Right there on Swamp Creek.
I was going to say, I haven't signed up. I know exactly where that's at. I go to AA
all the
time in the summer. That's like
ideal. That's right. I went through there about 3 weeks ago.
Seclusion, and probably just go to the creek.
Kayaks going with it, or is you got to bring your own?
Yeah. Yeah. Depends on how high the water is. It may not be too far to go to.
They'll get in the backyard.
You guys have researched all the rules, regulations, everything that goes with it, as far as
taking care of it, meeting standards.
I have talked to I've talked to the county, like Scott Sterrett, and the fire. That's who I've talked to about.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to limit how many people based,
oh, yeah.
based on the size of the house.
So yeah, it was 10 or less, they told me. And anyway, I've got my permits into them, obviously. So I've had the fire come out and actually look the house over.
We've done a few things just to make sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are they saying needs to be done? Fireside, are they requiring suppression or?
No, fire suppression. It was 10 or less. They said we don't need fire suppression. They, just a few minor things, you know, fire extinguishers.
Yeah. So it's a four-bedroom?
It would be a four-bedroom, yes.
Four-bedroom? Yeah. Okay.
The basement won't be part of it. It'll be locked out. Just be the main level and the upper level.
Sir, are you signed up at all to speak? You're just hanging?
Yeah,
well,
I'm just seeing what's going on with this.
Okay, so you, but you didn't sign up to speak for or against it, or? Okay.
What are you going to do with the basement?
It's just an unfinished basement that's
not worth it.
It's mechanical.
Yeah. Gotcha. Probably in the flood too.
I hope not. We have went to great extents building the levee around this place.
Right, but some. My book, it would be in the floodplain because of the elevation or no?
You know, when we bought that place in 01, we had to have the floodplain issue came up. We had a guy come out and shoot elevation, gave the bank information that it was, elevation-wise, was out of the floodplain, the house elevation.
The upper level.
So the upper level.
Yeah.
So we never did have to have flood insurance on the place.
Good. I just thought.
I'll talk about levees.
Elevation-wise, I don't know. I just know.
3 or 4 feet or?
Oh,
all
no.
of that.
Oh, it's
pretty substantial.
I'm going to guess
10, 12.
5 or 6 feet probably above.
Yeah.
It depends on where you stand. If you was in the back field, it's probably 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
But standing in the yard, it's built up, so, you know.
Well, this seems like a pretty cut and dry sort of out in the...
I'll move. We approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for your patience this evening. Cody, do we have any old or new business to discuss?
Just that you're the chair. But I think you figured that out.
I think it was George who recommended it.
Yeah. Was it? George isn't here.
That was George, too.
Hearing no old or new business, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, buddy.